Heated debate as Northern Cyprus MPs ease casino laws. The Northern Cyprus legislative body has voted to ease governing gambling operations in its jurisdiction. One of the newly approved amendments removes previous limits on casino planning permissions in proximity to town centers, allowing for casinos to be situated within 100 meters of schools. The rule barring Turkish Cypriots from casinos in the north has also been reduced to a civil offense, liable for a fine of up to 50 euros. Under the new law, casinos in hotels will now need to have at least 750 beds to operate, an increase from the previous 500-bed minimum. Critics warn of casino boom. The measures were passed amid heated debate and anger from the opposition. Opponents believe that the amendments repealed many of North's crucial restrictions on casinos aimed at ensuring responsible gaming practices and reducing potential harm to vulnerable individuals. Some predict that with the new laws, the number of casinos in the north will increase from its current 32 to around 60. Quote, "The direct and indirect contributions of casino hotels to our economy are undeniable, but they also bring about serious social problems, such as gambling addictions and an increase in criminal activities." Fikri Toros, CTP MP. Salahi Sahiner, another CTP MP, strongly criticized the provision allowing casinos near schools. He warned that the move could see kids addicted to gambling and that the number of casinos in the north could skyrocket to 100 in the next 5 years. Doguz Derya, also CTP, noted that the legislation will only exacerbate the north's money laundering problem. She asked, "Turkey can be inspected because it is a state within international law, but this is a place outside international law. After offshore banks, are casinos being turned into a laundering ground for dirty money again?" Government defends new laws. In defense of the legislation, Finance Minister Özdemir Barova argued that it would program public sector accountability, diversify revenue streams, and make taxation more efficient. Addressing money laundering concerns, Barova assured that the ruling coalition is collaborating with Turkey's financial watchdog, MOSIC, to prevent any breaches. Barova stressed that the ban on casino advertising stands and that the opposition's reading and interpretation of the law is irrational. He downplayed the social fears, stating that in 30 years, he hadn't encountered any cases of casino-related gambling addiction,